This is Phil Rowe.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So, to our guest this morning, when the City Council decides to end its rates rebate for the elderly, the pen pushers in Town Hall have no idea what anarchy they're about to unleash at the village. Now, we're not talking about Cambridge City Council or South Cambridgeshire District Council, we should say that very quickly. Led by Bolshie former trade union firebrand Shirley and the ebullient Howie, the residents hit on the idea of ceding from the rest of the country under the United Nations Charter. And they must have looked that up. It's not long before the revolution seems unstoppable. Unstoppable, irresistible. In the wish to tell me more about this production are some of St John's players here with me now this morning. Graham Allen, Barbara Oxley, and their stage co-director, Martin Hunt. Welcome. And it's a return to our studios, isn't it, Martin? Gather your microphones together, folks. Don't be shy. Your actors, after all, pull them up to yourselves. That's it. Very good morning to you, Martin. You're taking a bit... Let's start with you. I suppose you're the boss here. I suppose if there's any hierarchy this morning.
Yes, absolutely.
You're taking a break from the actual... You know, thespian role of bellowing out to the audience, because you're one of the co-directors on
this
production.
Yes, myself and Claire have directed this one, which we've immensely enjoyed. It's a fairly new work. It's the English premiere. It has been done in Wales, but it is the English premiere. So it was something that Claire found, and we liked the look of it. As you say, from the synopsis, it sounds quite fun. And if you see it tonight, folks, it is fun. And, it's been wonderful to do. We've been blessed with a fantastic cast, a fantastic crew, as always. So we can't claim any credit. It's all their hard work.
I don't know. You know, without a good director, or in your case, I call you co-director because there's the two of you working on it. Four nights as well. And I, without having ever done anything like this myself, I mean, obviously... been on stage, but just to sort of announce things and compare things and master ceremony. Never really acted. But I can see how much hard work goes into this. You've got a Facebook page as well. And I always like to talk about those people that are behind you, those people that are in the wings. I guess you don't need prompters, because I think you all know your lines by that. You do, Graham.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
well, I do, especially.
Your truth's
it's
coming
the
out.
Old age, you know.
It's the old people, is
yes,
that right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Oh, what do I say now? Oh,
no.
But it will be, as they always say, the old adage, it'll be all right on the night. Is that right, Barbara?
I'm sure it will be. Yes.
Just even for tonight. It's four nights from 7 o'clock. Tickets been selling well?
Yes, no, tickets are selling, but there is still space. You can buy online, you can buy on the door, and, you know, we're always happy to see you, and I think you'll have a good evening.
And looking on Facebook, we're saying about some of the people that work away, that now they've had access, I think, possession of the stage available to them since the beginning of the month, so they've had about 20 days to build your set. And to see the work going on there, you know, with everything from an emulsion brush to... I noticed someone went down to a wallpaper warehouse or a group of people to find the right wallpaper to do the coverings over on one on the right wing of the stage.
Yeah, so we would dream of getting 20 days straight to do it. We only get, like, the weekends. So it's... we go in the weekends and... work hard and frantically, and then the actors come in on Monday and the elves have magically made a nice set for them.
Is it because then, Martin, everybody's working during the week, so...
Everybody's working, and also the venue where we're at is also an open venue. It's not just exclusively for us, so other people are using it. So
community groups are there, whether it's everything from the WI to school
guy,
groups.
There's a dance troupe for kids.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things happening at the Fulbourne Centre. So we are but one of, you know, many groups. So, yes, time is limited, but we're blessed with some extremely hardworking people. And, I mean, I think, I'm sure Barbara and Graham would agree, the set does look fantastic. It's been a great job.
Oh, it does.
It certainly does,
yes.
It's
done an excellent job.
It always looks good on camera as well. I see it's sort of about two-thirds, three-quarters developed. Go to the Facebook page, by the way, folks. Go to St John's Players. You want to find out more about the group. There's also links there. We'll also link you to the box office later on. Do go along and support people. I said 7 o'clock because it's curtains off at 7:30, but you'll be welcoming people from 7 o'clock.
Yes, yes. I think doors open at 7, so... You're always very welcome.
About 2 hours for this particular production, sort of a break, an intermission somewhere down the middle?
Yes, it's probably finished by 9:45, 10 o'clock, given the intermission as well, so...
With this play, it's one of those, and no disrespect to the play, it's one of those you can buy off the shelf, the way it works. Can you go to the sort of purveyors of plays which are online, and you can buy copies, I notice. And you can even get samples of a few pages of the script. Decide, oh, I like that, we're just getting into it, and then, oh, sorry, yeah. You've got to pay for the rest of it.
Well, actually, to be fair, this is very 21st century. We managed to... We could look at a whole preview, PDF copy of the whole script.
Yeah.
Stage scripts were the people we got it from, and I have to say, you know, they have been fantastic. You know, you can get the whole script, you can read it through, and then make a decision.
Actors in rehearsal, though, generally don't sort of use these gadgets these days. And I'm holding up an iPad, by the way.
Then
it's more good old-fashioned shuffle a piece of paper.
We ordered the scripts. Once we said we're going for this, we ordered sort of the book scripts.
And then you did a print run and got the script out to everybody. The auditions were some months ago. I mean, you need to really, really prepare ahead. And I know with this particular production, you were looking for older people. After all, you know, we're not being ageist. Young people joining with other productions. But this is, after all, what it says it is. The old people are revolting. So some of us, shall we say, be very careful where
we're treating. Some older than others.
A little older than others. Aren't we looking in any particular direction but saying hello to Barbara?
It's getting to the point where most of the parts, as in the profession, are for 30 to 40-year-olds. And some of us have been with the group a long time, so we're used to, we've sort of gone up through the ranks. And there aren't as many roles for older people these days.
I hear that from actors. They say this. I mean, talking more generally now, also, well, right, women have kind of been blighted in the profession as well. It's like newscasters and newsreaders, anybody that's in front of a camera, anybody that's in front of the audience. It's changing. I hope it really has been changing, and that's opening up now. But older women have found it very, very difficult, Barbara, to do something like that. I mean, even in, I suppose, amateur productions, it's probably been a little bit different. But if you've been a professional actor, or some women still like to be called actresses, generally I probably call you all actors these days, it is difficult once you get to a certain age to be cast. And then it's kind of stereotyped when it is. You're grandma, aren't you? Or great
yes,
aunts.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Like
well, I started, I was professional years ago, and I still hold an equity card. But I decided that there wasn't really enough work, even in those days. But over the years, it's become far worse. So I tend to work now as what most people call an extra, but it's actually a supporting artist in film and television. And I've noticed even within that, they go for younger people. So it's the same all round.
It's like the news readers that go off to do something on daytime.
Yes.
And with greatest respect to them and what they did, people like Angela Rippon, who end up doing some daytime television, and they put three older ladies together. I forget the name of the programme. It's on BBC One and it's on in the mornings, and I don't watch daytime TV, but I've dipped into it or I've looked in the schedules and seen that. But, well, you know, there's life in the old girl yet. Is that right,
Absolutely.
Barbara?
Absolutely.
Graham, from your part as well, you've had some experience. You were in the forces for many years.
I was in the Air Force for 34 years. That's right, yes. And I did some acting and some Gilbert and Sullivan, because I really enjoy operettas. And I started at school, and then when I was a cadet at the RAF College, we used to do an annual GNS production, and then in the Air Force itself. And there was a large gap or long gap between my play that I did. I did a couple of Agatha Christie plays, one in North Africa and one in the UK when I got back. But apart from the odd bit of pantomime, which we used to do at the MOD just to entertain the team around us, I hadn't really done a serious play for many years.
Equivalent to, we were saying off air, I was trying to recall the acronym, but in the old days, here I go again with the old bit, but it was ENSA, which was where the military would go around and doing tours.
It became CSE, Combined Services Entertainment, and I was in North Africa at the time, and I used to welcome the people, because my job was actually air movement, so it was, you know, meeting and greeting passengers and so on. I remember David Whitfield staggering down the steps on one occasion, but his entertainment in the evening in our local Astra cinema was impeccable, I have to say. But it was sort of making sure they got their accommodation, they were fed and watered, And I was a sort of local liaison officer. And believe it or not, the manager, who was based in Malta, was Jenny Agutter's father. So it just shows you how old I am.
Good old Graham. He's still marching on, though. Yes. He'll be ticking along on stage this evening. It's actually a cast of... I'm just doing a quick count up here. Seven. I've got seven, yeah. So, but predominantly with girls. I think there's just two boys in it, isn't it? There's the rest
of
women.
Yes, there's the leading man and myself.
And somebody who's not a stranger to this station as well, Rebecca Hawker. So, Martin, as director, they've been behaving themselves and everything's been going well in terms of leading up.
I can't think of a quip to make, but between my two stars, I have to be honest. No, they've been really good. They've really worked hard on this show.
And you're sitting in the middle after all.
And so I'm sitting in the middle,
this morning.
With an ex-RAF man on my right, so I've got to be careful.
Yes, true.
But going back to the point you were making, I totally agree, there's a real lack of roles for older actors, and there's a lack of roles for women of all age groups, but especially, again, older ones. So this was something we were looking for. We thought we have so much talent in this group that maybe gets a part with three lines and then off they go. And it's we really wanted a show that would showcase how brilliant some of our more senior members are. And I think we've done that. They've been absolutely wonderful on stage. It's very funny, so...
And what I like about what you do is you do three productions a year over there in Forborne. Now that, you know, for a smaller... I mean, how many would you say collectively... Because obviously you meet... You're telling the audience it isn't so obvious. You do meet on a Monday. You meet on a Wednesday as well. So you have a planning meeting and then, of course, you go straight into rehearsals. You've got another production coming up in May and you start rehearsals for that. Next week, you've already had the audition. So everything is kind of interlocking, isn't it? Between, you know, you'll have your final night on Saturday, go by in a flash. Then it's down to the next one. How many people can you sort of pull on in terms of just... Do you have a membership scheme going? If anybody wants to be a player, do you join? Is there a subs to pay?
So, yes, we are like a group. And if you come down and audition and get involved in a production, you sort of join the group. You do become a member. And everybody is welcome. I mean, not just acting. There's a lot of... I mean, yes, as we saw before, behind the
backstage,
scenes, there's backstage work, there's crewing, front of house.
Wardrobe, sound, light...
Yes, so, you know, we're always happy to... I'm biased, of course, but I think we're a friendly group and we're always happy to see people.
You've been going a very long time, founded in 1947, and I lived in the village of Forborne for 25 years. I cannot I remember one called Fads. It was the Forborne Amateur Dramatic Society that put on something once in the Townley Memorial Hall, and I went along to see that because I lived in the village, and one of the girls that I went to school with, in those days it was a primary school, then it split, became junior infants, so I think it's probably now a primary school in the village. I went to school with her, and I was fascinated. By then she was 17 or 18, and I just wanted to see this girl again and see how she'd blossomed or otherwise to become, you know, an actor. And I was completely in awe of her. Barbara, you're going to say something about that?
Simply, yes. There was a group there before St John's Player. St John's Player started off at Blinko Grove and the hall was knocked down. So they looked for a similar hall and the only one which could be found was out of Cambridge in Forborne. And there was actually a group that I think they mounted... possibly only two or three productions there, and for some reason it didn't work for them. And to begin with, there was a bit of animosity going on. And I think when I joined in about 1994, there was still a feeling going on in the village, but this has since gone. And we know it's all friendly now.
Very friendly.
But surprisingly, it's only recently that we've picked up a number of people who live in Forborne. Most of our members were from Cambridge and all around, but not in Forborne for quite some years.
And your facilities have changed there. You were also saying when we were having a chat in the green room earlier on. It's a fairly small stage. You perform in the Townley Memorial Hall, which is part of the Forborne Centre. By the way, there's plenty of parking there. It's at Home End in Forborne, if you want to go along. So there's no excuse. And also, you've got a bar, is it last?
Yes.
Do you use the Forborne Centre? I'm just talking about the logistics of things for people are coming along to watch the play. You use the bar in the Forborne Centre around the back. Is that how it works?
We used to go to the Six Bells pub in Forborne, actually.
Oh, but
our audience theatres certainly use it, and we do sometimes.
And that's during the intermission, of course, we're talking about. Yeah. There is a bar during intermission.
So what we have is, if you sort of come in before the play starts, there is a bar there, so, you know, feel free to sort of stop off at the bar. When we have the intermission, actually within the Memorial Hall, we do have our serving hatch, and we do have wine and teas and coffees and ice creams and soft drinks available sort of within
pre-order
the hall.
Them.
So, and you can pre-order, yep.
It's real village styley, isn't it? It's a bit like the Vicar of Dibley or something, somebody serving you from the hatch with a lovely old, good old-fashioned China tea. Cup and saucer.
Used to be, yes.
And, it's delightful that you do something like that. So the rehearsal's done in Townley Memorial Hall itself. You did complain to me that you rather have a bit of a shoebox now of a dressing room area, because they've knocked things about, knocked you about, sort of, really. Barbara, you go back to a certain time when it was a bit larger for you before?
It was. We had a very good dressing room, actually, right next to the stage, with the steps just up onto the stage. We all shared one room, but it was fine. There was plenty of room and a props table right in the middle. And we were able to have proper mirrors with lights underneath. That's all been taken away now.
Barbara, got all gone. No, so what's it, a bit of a sprint now when you've got to change
scenes?
Well,
it could be worse. It could be much worse. We've got quite a nice committee room, but to begin with, the room we were given doubled up as the broom cupboard. So as you can imagine, there wasn't much room. There's really only room for about two people in there, and it's crowded then.
Room on the broom. So.
But I have to say, the Forborne Centre generally, I was there, as I say, on Saturday. I like to come back to the old village I lived in because, you know, memory lane, I suppose, just on going the high street, and there's a nice little tea, small, that's almost a shoe cupboard in the high street there, opposite the Six Bells, but in the village. But the Forborne Centre, though, opened in 2006. It's a fantastic community facility there.
It is very good.
With football pitches illuminated so they can practice and train in the night just behind
tennis courts as well.
Scout hut. Mm-hmm. Everything's there, including some wonderful facilities for you guys. You even are using the balcony this year at the back of the Townley Hall, which is another place sometimes you could sort of do a Romeo and Juliet style.
We always use the balcony for sound and lighting up there.
I've seen some of the... When you did the Railway Children, though,
we did Side with Rosie. We did it effectively in the round, so we weren't on the stage. We were actually in the hall with the audience around, and we used the balcony then.
The sound and light people built a signal box, and they operated from there.
So actually, you had railway
appropriately
signals?
Appropriately attired.
Oh, wow.
Well, yes.
Yes, we had a signal.
And obviously Mr. Potts. From the Railway Children.
Mr. Perks, yes.
Mr. Perks, that's it. Yes. Bernard Cribbins in the film.
Yes.
Yes.
And somebody actually said, Daddy, Daddy, that's my daddy. But that was... Oh, that was you, Martin.
I was Mr. Perks, yes.
Oh, you're Mr. Perks. Oh, yes. And obviously, there was the Jenny Agata.
I was the old gentleman reading the Times in the back seat of the carriage.
Oh, I know, the bishop style.
Yes.
Oh, very good. But we should go back to the Old People Revolting, because that's the play that you'll be able to see this evening on stage at the old Forborne Centre, 7:30. You can go to St John's Players' website, which is stjohnsplayers.co.uk. It's all one word. That's a web address. Just put it in your search engine, St John's Players Forborne. And you can buy your tickets online straight from the homepage of the website. Well, fantastic to see you, all of you, together.
Thank you.
A different cast, a carousel of actors and players come before me pretty much every 4 months, I suppose. You're already looking for more people? Well, always. And of course, you'll be announcing your next play after next, soon, for which people can come along and audition, Martin.
Absolutely, yep.
Thank you, all three of you, for coming in to see us this morning. Lovely
Thank
to
you
see you.
Us.
Graham Allen. Graham, your character this evening.
I'm a retired farmer, and I'm pretty handy with things that go bang.
Sound like you're from Essex as well. Barbara, what do you play?
I play Patricia Carter, who was involved with the law, and she stretched the point a little bit there. And she is the one who, although she's not in favour of revolting, she comes up with the idea of seceding from the UK.
Graham Allen and Barbara Oxley on stage for you this evening, and their stage co-director, who's been with us this morning, Martin Hunt. Thank you very much, all.